This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Taliban says Afghanistan is peaceful and safe. A Taliban guard at the airport in Kabul said, after 20 years, we have defeated the Americans. AP correspondent Sagar Magani on the end of America's longest war.
Yesterday,
every single U.S. service member is now out of Afghanistan.
General Frank McKenzie announced the end, closing a military chapter that'll likely be remembered for its colossal failures and unfulfilled promises, a mission that aimed in part to boot the Taliban from power and ended with them regaining power. The Biden administration points to successes, like keeping al-Qaeda from again attacking the U.S., but the president's facing doubts about his plan to keep the network from regenerating.
The U.S. left behind up to 200 Americans and thousands of desperate Afghans who couldn't evacuate. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says the U.S. will continue to try to help get them out of Afghanistan. 25,000 utility workers are in Louisiana to help restore electricity. Hurricane Ida knocked out power to the entire city of New Orleans and hundreds of thousands of other Louisiana residents, and the power may be out for weeks. Wayne Templet is in Crown Point, Louisiana, about 17 miles south of New Orleans. He says the flooding there is pretty bad.
Hey, we were in Crown Point, but it's pretty bad. A lot of water.
I've never seen it this high. Have you?
Lived back here for 13 years and haven't seen it this high.
The storm's been blamed for at least two deaths. The entire California resort city of South Lake Tahoe has been ordered to evacuate as the massive Caldor fire expands. Honolulu will soon require patrons of restaurants and bars, among other places, to show proof of vaccination or a recent negative COVID test. This is AP News. A man's going to prison for life for killing a University of Iowa student in 2018. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Christian Bahena Rivera had claimed others were responsible.
You and you alone forever changed the lives of those who love Molly Tibbetts.
Tibbetts disappeared while on an evening run in her small hometown. Bahena Rivera testified two masked men kidnapped him from his trailer at gunpoint and made him drive while they attacked Tibbetts. Judge Joel Yates explained a first-degree murder conviction means an automatic life sentence.
I've selected this particular sentence for you after considering the nature of the offense committed by you, the harm to the victim and the victim's family.
There is no death penalty in Iowa. The defense plans to appeal. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow dropped 55 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.